Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And thank you, folks, for joining us this week. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Jeff Simon, Executive Director for the Western Dakota Energy Alliance. He kind of did a round the Bakken tour, gives us an update on infrastructure and some of the needs for towns like Newtown, Stanley, Williston. You get the idea. An update from the Bakken coming up a little bit later. Plus, U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer. We sit down with him and talk about what the Bakken is going to look like under President Donald Trump. So U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer, a little bit later, talking about the energy world under President Donald Trump. Plus, Vicki Steiner and a ton of community events happening throughout the Bakken this holiday season. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies. And this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
I agree. I think the old 5% gross production tax formula was capped, and it took a while for us to take the cap off. And so for a while, they were starved, and then when they took the cap off, they only went 10% at the bottom level. And I'm not going to go into the whole formula, but basically they needed more revenue to deal with the rapid growth. And actually, if your listeners were able to drive to Watford City, which is in the heart of the Bakken, tremendous activity. I mean, there's still commercial buildings being built. There's a lot of traffic there, and there's a lot of activity around that sweet spot, even at $45, $50 oil. So the prediction is if oil goes to $60, it's going to open things up. Now, they're drilling twice as fast as what we're told. So instead of drilling in 30 days, they drill in 15. So there, if the rig count is 30, by old measurement, that'd be 60. So you don't need quite as many people to drill if you're drilling, you know, twice as fast. So we've had to adjust the workforce population estimates, and that's what AU2S is helping us with. We also partnered with NDSU. They have a Vision West program. Vision West and the Association, or the Western Dakota Energy Association, our association, put some money together to get some workforce population estimates so that we would be able to get more accurate on how much water and sewer we actually are going to need for the permanent population. We are not building for the transient population, although we do have to accommodate them for the years they're here, but in the long run, when all is said and done, we're not going to have any extra infrastructure for the transient workforce that just, you know, they come in and they drill, then they go back to Oklahoma or Texas or wherever they live. So I think we've been, I guess I'm really proud of how the state's handled it and how the counties have handled it. I think it's going as well as can be expected. I mean, if the price goes to $150 a barrel, I think, yeah, things will snap back rather quickly, and it'll get a little crazy again. But we shouldn't have as many trucks on the road because we have more pipeline infrastructure in place. We didn't have that in 2008 and 2010 and 2012. So as that activity got busier and busier and busier, you know, part of it was not having infrastructure. So now that some additional infrastructure is there, yes, you'll probably see fewer trucks. You'll probably see a little bit less. But the quality of life has been improved so much. And on one hand, the state will say, well, you need to create communities where these young families want to stay. And so that's what these communities are trying to do. And that way we can retain our population in the state and fill our schools again. So then when you fill the schools again, obviously, then you got to look at how do we fund that. So it's a chicken and an egg, but I'm really excited about the future for Western North Dakota. I don't know which hat I'm wearing, probably just a proud citizen of Dickinson, but I'm very excited about the future for both the state and Western North Dakota. And unfortunately, I think people who don't live in that area don't get a chance to see it. So it may not be as easy for them to understand because they don't experience it daily.
To listen to the full-length interview with Vicki Steiner, Executive Director for the Western Dakotas Energy Association, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Brian Scheid, Senior Editor for S&P Global Platts. Well, what would you say that your number one regulation in Washington is that you're hearing from energy companies that you talk to or that you've heard second, third hand through your network that is the biggest bullseye for energy companies? Either they want it to go through or they want it eliminated.
Yeah, I think in the before it was listed, it was the number one issue was the crude export ban, or you could call it a ban. It was limitations on the export of U.S. crude. That was lifted December of last year. So I think there's not one unified voice as to what the U.S. oil industry is pushing for or against in terms of regulation. I think what you're hearing a lot of is, expanding production on federal lands, whereas they're facing a lot of opposition from environmentalists who want production on federal lands limited, if not banned completely. You have the 5-year offshore plan coming up, and the industry is really pushing for expanding that. No one really wants to drill in the Arctic right now, but they want to be able to in the future. So that's another thing, and the methane emissions is another big one too. Both EPA and the Interior are coming out with their own, or have come out with their own limits on methane from oil and gas operations, and that's potentially going to be expanded. A lot depends on what happens in November.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brian Scheid, Senior Editor for S&P Global Platts, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.